The Israel Report with Rolene Marks.
Good afternoon, Rolene.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Ro. Rolene, if a baby was named, you can't use the name Nugget. But can you think of a different name to name the child that it could live with if it was born in a bathroom of McDonald's?
Oy vey, really?
I've never seen Rolene stumped. This is a moment.
Max Special. There you go.
Max Special.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So Rolene, lots happening on the Israel Report today. We've seen a lot about the treatment of Israeli journalists in Qatar. What is happening in Qatar?
Well, this is quite not the spirit of sportsmanship. So as we know, Qatar has been a very, very controversial choice for a FIFA World Cup. And while they have banned outright any kind of support for the protesters in Iran or for the members of the LGBTQ community, we've heard reports coming in that any of the football teams wanting to wear armbands that say, you know, one love, supporting human rights, supporting the rights of their fellow citizens who happen to be members of the LGBTQ community, the teams have been threatened with being sanctioned. Yesterday, the United States football team was sanctioned when they put up on their website the Iranian flag without the centered diagram. They were threatened to be heavily sanctioned. However, it seems to be totally okay to make the Israeli journalists, the Israeli spectators feel as unwelcome as humanly possible. And this does not get any kind of threat of sanctions for the host country, which is Qatar. Now, there are some people that are saying, what are Israeli journalists doing there in the first place? Let me be very clear. This is a world event. This is the FIFA World Cup. This is meant to be about the beautiful game, about the spirit of brotherhood, about the spirit of football. And Israel, like any other country, has a right to be present to cover the game and to watch games. We are human beings as well. We also belong to the family of humanity. We've spoken on the show about the hard work done to have an Israeli consular services present there on the ground for the duration of the games, the importance of being able to fly spectators from Israel, Palestinians included, to watch the games. But Israeli journalists in the last couple of days have started to release reports, and they've been very clear. They have said, we never wanted the story to be about us. We wanted to keep the focus specifically on the matches, on the games, on the teams taking part. However, they feel that the situation has become one that they feel compelled to speak about. So what have we seen? We've seen video footage circulating. Moav Vardi, he is the foreign affairs reporter from Cannes, that's our national broadcaster, yelled at by a Saudi fan who told him, you are not welcome here. This is Qatar. This is our country. There is only Palestine. No Israel. Go home. I don't know where he thinks that home is. We've heard from N12's Ohad Hemo start to interview a group of Lebanese spectators who walked away when they found out he's Israeli. But perhaps one of the most distressful reports has come from the reporters for Channel 11, one of them being Eli Ohana, who says that he was on a golf cart being driven by a Qatari policeman when he found out that he was Israeli. The officer asked him if he was joking, and Ohana very quickly said, no, I'm Portuguese. Dor Hoffman for Channel 11 also saying that he was traveling in a taxi. When the taxi driver heard he was Israeli, he stopped the car and ordered him and his crew out, stranding them in the middle of nowhere. Thank goodness they were able to get to safety. He went into a restaurant. When the restaurant owner heard that he was Israeli. He took his phone. He then deleted all photos that Dor had on his phone, which is his personal property, of Qatar. And when his film crew, like other film crews, were filming on a Qatari beach, they were subsequently escorted off by Qatari police. So the message has been made very clear, you are not welcome here. However, pro-Palestinian supporters are handing out armbands for spectators to wear outside the stadiums. That is not allowed under the FIFA regulations, but doesn't seem to be sanctioned or commented upon. There were Tunisian fans waving a banner saying Free Palestine, and there were reports and footage circulating of the stadium singing a song to Free Palestine. So a horrendous, horrendous double standard, not to mention discrimination taking place at the World Cup.
Rolene, why do you think that people look at either supporting one or the other? Why can't people support both?
Well, this is a good question. I think when we're talking about Arab countries, there has been this systemic anti-Semitism inculcated in them through generations. You know, we only have to go back to the situation just as the State of Israel was founded and the treatment of Jews in those countries forced into what we call dimitude. I do want to be very clear, this is not all Arabs. We've heard from our Abrahamic brothers from the Emirates. We've even heard from some Saudis and even some Qataris saying this is not Muslim, this is not the way we treat visitors to our countries. But we have to look at the countries where the abuse is coming from, and this is where we've had generational anti-Semitism, and we also have to look at it in our own community as well. Just because you are pro-Israel doesn't mean you have to be anti-Palestinian. If you talk to the majority of Israelis, we are not anti-Palestinian. We want the best for our Palestinian neighbors. But we are very, very clear that means an end to regimes that rule them, that perpetuate conflict.
Sure. In good news from Qatar, at least they've allowed kosher bagels in, which is a big about turn from them when they were not allowing kosher food. And in Israel, we're seeing the controversial coalition that Netanyahu is picking as he puts together his coalition. What is the updates over there?
Well, this is a very, very, very controversial picking. He has tapped Avi Maoz of the one-man party, Noam, to be the next head of Jewish Identity. Now, this has resulted in very heavy criticism from the outgoing coalition, as well as Israelis who are calling it insanity, unreal, and racist. So who is Avi Maoz? He's probably one of the most extreme of the right wing in our government. He is known to be extremely misogynistic. He is anti-LGBTQ. In fact, he wanted to shut down pride parades, all of that. He is anti-Arab. He has been very, very vocal about who he would let into Israel as far as the laws of return are concerned. He does not recognize the Reform community, using some very, very heavily racist slurs there. And he's famously a misogynist. He wants to shut down units in the IDF that have women serving and female officers. This is somebody who has been seen as a probably one of the most controversial picks that we will have in our government to head up any portfolio, let alone one on Jewish identity.
Sure. I guess before the 6th of December, we have a lot of waiting and, yeah, seeing how this all unfolds. It's absolutely crazy. And then just before we head over to our news headlines, road rage in Israel seems to be becoming quite a dangerous trend. What is happening there on the roads?
This is a dangerous trend. In fact, in the Jerusalem Post today, there's an editorial saying that we need to treat the road rage every bit as seriously as we treat terrorism. So we have had a number of incidents over the last, let's say, 2 or 3 weeks. An incident last week that cost a pedestrian his life when he approached a motorist who was speeding. The motorist then lost his temper with him and took out a sharp object and stabbed him, subsequently killing him. Other incidents of a guy on a motorbike smacking a driver of a car with his helmet, and we've had various incidents. So this is something that seems to be, I hate to say, and I hope it doesn't continue, starting to grow in Israel and needs to be stopped in its tracks as quickly as possible.
Absolutely. It seems we all need to take a few deep breaths and just calm down. So,
so she who doesn't have to share the road with Israeli drivers.
I've driven. Okay. But yeah, I think it's a journey. Even here, you see people hooting for a minute. You're like, you've hooted. Like, there is... we're all a little unhinged, but Rolene, thank you for that update.